From the mind of a lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards. The message that I try to put out on occasion here is to all Americans, not white Americans, black Americans, brown Americans, yellow Americans, no hyphenated Americans, Americans. And if you fit that bill, if you feel as though you are an American, I do hope there's a message here for you. I have never been a part of the Union, nor have I ever been against the Union. I most definitely am in favor of protecting workers' rights. I'm most definitely interested in protecting everyone's rights. And it is the rights you will find in the Constitution of the United States of America. What I am not in favor of is the leadership, the structure of, and method of protecting the workers' rights that has been in place for the last 40-plus years. If there is any one entity other than our own government that needs cleaned up, it's the union's hierarchy. I know that when one assumes that it's an action that usually turns right around and bites one in the south end, but with the huge numbers of union members, I have to assume that there are some real Americans in those ranks. If there are some real Americans in those ranks, why? Why are they in those ranks? Why do they support the very socialist attack on our society that will ultimately destroy their own dreams? Absolutely. Absolutely, I understand the union members want to secure a present and future for themselves and their families. Without a doubt, I empathize with you and I support that notion, that cause. I support it. But I cannot support something, nor can I follow through with an action that will help me only in the present, but devastate myself and my family's future. How much longer do you, the union member, believe the well of support for socialism is going to continue in this country, since your Marxist minions at the top saw to it to help put the Marxist monkey into the White House? The country is now at odds with everything socialist. The American people are now waking up to a terrible injustice against the American way. It is that very same American way that has allowed you to be union members. If the Marxist pukes gain any further control of our country, what makes you believe your very special labor rights will be protected as they are now under capitalism and a free society? The Marxist way is to lie, deceive, and use people for their own gain. Sound familiar? It might even sound somewhat descriptive of the upper union structure that you have supported for a great number of years. It is these same cretins that are trying to defeat capitalism. Capitalism is the only thing defending your right as a worker, no matter what your snake oil salespeople are telling you. Wake up. I guess what baffles me, I mean this baffles me the most, the number of veterans in these unions. What? Each and every vet took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and to protect it against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. What happened to that oath you took? Did you think it ended when you became no longer active? What America did you fight for? What America did your friends, family, and fathers fight for? What did some of them die for? Were your reasons to return and become a supporter of the Marxist way? I will ask you union members to take a good hard look at the rest of the world that is under Marxist communist control, and then try to talk to those workers. That's right, go grab an ear of one of those laborers. What are those laborers of those countries that do not have capitalism in a free society or the Constitution of the United States? Ask them how their lives are. Ask them about their future. Ask them how secure their present and future are and what their outlook on the future of their children is. Now, when a town hall meeting or rally of the American citizens protesting occurs, and with every single union member sent to disrupt or assault the rights of those American citizens, it puts one more nail into the coffin of a free society. It puts one more nail into the coffin of the union. If you really want to secure your job status, your present quality of life, your hopes and dreams for the future of your family, your children, you best take another look at what fight you're fighting. Without a free society, there will be no union, as you know it to be now. I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom.